Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So, I want to ask you something. Do you think that South Africa has a drinking problem, firstly? And do you think that we have a binge drinking problem? I'm not sure what that actually means and why we could have one and not the other. So I thought, well, let's speak to the experts. Why not? Let's do it. David Baeva, he's a substance abuse expert. He joins me now. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
And thank you so much for your time. David, do South Africans have a binge drinking problem?
Does South Africa have a drinking problem? Absolutely, yes. There's no question about it. We are ranked one of the highest in the world.
Thank God. I thought I was going mad. Do you know that? I thought I was actually going mad. I mean, we saw it even during the pandemic. 2020, people were breaking down the doors of liquor stores to get their fix. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. And there are a lot of lessons that we should have learned from that. And unfortunately, we haven't. I'll give you just one example. For example, there is a liquor bill, an amendment to the Liquor Act that was brought about already in 2016, proposed by the Department of Trade and Industries. And we are still now in 2025, nowhere near as seeing implementation of the amendments being put into act.
Why do you think that is?
Sorry?
Why do you think that is? Is there something that's holding it up, or is there just no political will?
Absolutely, there's a lack of will, number one. And number two, there's also an industry that is very, very vociferous about the opposing the bill. And of course, that's in their own best interest, not in the best interest of the public.
So what would we need to do in order to change and become just a healthier society? Because, I mean, when you look at crime statistics, over 80% of crime is alcohol-related. When we look at the traffic accidents, when we look at the 167 people killed on the roads, they were pedestrians who were walking while they were drunk, right? So how do we change a society?
Well, this is a very, very difficult situation because it's not only alcohol that we're talking about. We're talking about illicit substances as well. And this is a global problem. It's not unique only to South Africa. And nowhere in the world have we really solved the problem effectively. So what it tells us is that there's a lot more new thinking that needs to take place in terms of what are we really talking about when we're talking about whether it be alcohol abuse, whether it be substance abuse, and do we really have a grip on what the whole issue is about? And I think that is probably where we need to start. It's the more important issue, though, as well, is the fact that without education, we are not going to get anywhere near a solution. And it starts at a very young age. When I talk about starting at a very young age, I'm talking about what are the examples that we as parents are setting for our own children in our own home, where they take everything that we are demonstrating to them as being okay. And amongst our society, we have that as one of our biggest problems, where it's a socially acceptable commodity being alcohol, as opposed to the illicit substances. And because of that, we allow underage drinking even in our own homes. So what type of example are we as parents setting? This is all about the education that needs to go, not only for our youth in particular, but for adults as well, to understand exactly the role that they have in terms of bringing about a different approach to this whole question. And that's all about education.
So it's so interesting. I mean, when you say it starts with the home and it starts in parents, you know, the cute little, you know, the two-year-old sitting on granddad's lap and there's a braai and there's out come the beers for the adults and, you know, have a little sip. You know, this is not okay, right? I mean, why should you be giving your child alcohol? I mean, did you see that report, by the way, of, I think it's the Food and Drug Administration in the United States, or there's some professor, he's found a connection between cancer and alcohol. And I'm thinking, that's very strange, because then South Africa's cancer rates would be very high, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, if we have a look at what alcohol is capable of doing to our body, I don't think that there's a single symptom, a system in our body that is not affected with one or other form of symptom directly related to alcohol. whether it be a liver disease, whether it be the biggest problem being the impact on the brain itself, how it impacts on our heart, cancer, sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, these are all the ravages of the health system that we're having to face and the burden of disease in the country. And it all comes back to one thing, and that is the fact that we are a very, very high alcohol consuming country, and that binge drinking is of an absolute norm over the weekends in particular, in our particular country. If we have a look at our statistics on the African continent, we are the third highest or the second highest, depending on where you want to get your statistics from. But this just gives us an example. There's also one report that says we're the sixth highest globally in terms of alcohol consumption. There's another report that says we're 19th in the alcohol report. So, you know, but the bottom line is that we cannot deny the fact that we do have an alcohol problem, irrespective of whether it be on a regular basis or whether it be binge drinking.
So are there any advocacy groups in South Africa who's actually moving and saying, you know what, when you look at the rate of molestation in South Africa, a large part of it is alcohol related rather than paedophile related, right? The crime statistics, the driver fatalities, the road carnage, what happens on the collisions, right? People drunk driving. You know, is there someone who is taking all of this data and actually going to government and saying, look, you're selling your souls or the souls of the people of South Africa. You're failing us in protecting us from, you know, bringing in laws and statutes that are going to help us be better and healthier and raise better generations. Are there any advocacy groups like that?
Unfortunately, there are a number of them, and there are quite a lot. I must say that there's a tremendous amount of effort that is brought out by Medical Science, Medical Research Council. There's the alcohol consumption. There's the industry itself that report that they are trying to do as much as possible to educate and putting out advertising campaigns to make people aware that they must drink responsibly. There is no such thing as drinking responsibly. Let's accept that as a fact. Because the minute you start drinking, it impedes your ability to be able to realize what is good for you and what is bad because of the effect that it has on the brain. So how can we ever, as a starting point, have an advert that says drink responsibly when there is no such thing?
Very interesting. So your message is don't drink at all. There's no such thing as drink responsibility. Don't drink at all. Okay.
And more particularly, if you're a female at childbearing age, there is no such thing as ever being able to drink responsibly. There's no such thing as being able to take any amount of alcohol safely.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, David, that is where we leave it. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning. Thanks for sharing your expertise with us.
Thank you very much.
God bless. That is David Bayever, who is a substance abuse expert.